Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Isn't that good? What good are you? Not good. God wants us to go on the mission. Now, at boot camp, they really weed out the strong from the weak. Here's an acronym that I pick up that I think that you'll like. Anybody ever heard this acronym about fear? You have two choices with fear. Here they go. You can forget everything and run. Right?
Where are you
going to
run to?
Well, you know the story of Gideon. What happened? They were about to fight the Midianites, and they put the call out and say, everybody come. They got a whole bunch of people, thousands. But then God said, there's too many. And one of the criterias he said is, if they are afraid, let them go. They forgot everything and ran. So the next thing, your choice you can do, is you can face everything and rise. How would you handle your fear? Think about that. You have the choice to do either one of those. Now, we're talking about a good soldier of Jesus Christ tonight. I am going to give you five qualities of a good soldier. And I told you, whenever I preach or talk, please take notes. So you're going to know when I'm done, because I'm going to give you five. So here we go. We're going to start with the first one. He is a follower. And all of these starts with F, by the way. He is a follower of Jesus Christ. Look at Matthew 16:24. That's your scripture reference for this one. Matthew 16:24. Boy, this is good. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, if any man will come after me, what do you say? Let him deny himself, take up his cross, and what? Follow me. If you're going to be a good soldier, you must take up your cross and follow Jesus. Wow, isn't that good? So that means you have a relationship with him. Once we get saved, we have a relationship. And we're following Jesus Christ. The next thing a good soldier must be is he must be faithful. He must be faithful unto death. He must be all in. Your scripture reference for this one, 1 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 2. It says, moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. Are you faithful in what God has called you to do? Are you going to be faithful to that mission? Are you going to be faithful to the mission of go winning souls for Christ? Looking for opportunities to lead people to Christ. Are you faithful in what God called you to do? Only you can answer that question. Many a times we are haphazardly working for the Lord, but God requires us to be faithful. The next thing is a good soldier must be familiar.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.